Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train. Let's ride. I've got another story to tell you. So, this morning I just heard the door open. Who could be there? Oh no. Oh no. Hello? Hello? Okay. Nobody's answering. That's weird. Oh, hey. It's Pink. My cat. My cat just came in. Now she's going over to her food bowl and eating. Pink, did you just open the door all by yourself? I'm going to go check. I'll be right back. Actually, I don't even have to leave. Just walk right over here. And... oh, yeah, the door is open. But just a crack. It's just open a little bit. Well, geez, what do you know? My cat knows how to open the door. I must not have had it locked. I wonder why she came in the front door. Pink! Sorry, I'm just going to talk to my cat for a second here. Pink! Don't you know you have a cat door in the back? You can come in through that door whenever you want to. You silly girl. Smart girl, huh? Oh. If a cat can open a door, that makes them smart, right? But if a person can open a door, that doesn't really make a person smart, does it? I mean, no. If a person can't open a door, that might make them, well, not smart at all, I guess. Or maybe they just wouldn't be able to open it, in which case I would come up and open the door for them if I was there. But if a cat can open a door, wow, that's a big deal. And that's kind of weird because I do think of cats as being really smart. Cats are smart, really smart. They know how to hunt for food and take care of themselves, and they bathe themselves with their tongues. Now there's something. If a human bathed herself or himself with her tongue or with his tongue, that wouldn't make me say there's a smart person right there. I think I would say probably something like, that person is different than usual. Because when most people bathe, we do it in the shower. And we usually do it in private, unless we're at the gym, maybe. But cats don't do that. They don't even take off their clothes to bathe. Wait, hang on. Wait a second. No, cats don't wear clothes at all. I mean, I know that. I knew that. What am I talking about? Any animal, which includes humans, if they want to get themselves clean, they're going to have to get naked. And people are almost never naked around each other, but cats are naked around each other. I never thought of that before. I wonder if a cat put on clothes, would that make them smart? I don't think so. I think, actually, that sounds a little bit scary. I don't know if I want to see a cat putting on clothes, but maybe they do that. Maybe they do that when I'm not looking. Pink can open the door. Maybe she goes out to the store and gets clothes. If she went to a store like Walmart, for example, she wouldn't even have to open the door. The doors open themselves when you get close. They just open right up. They slide away and you walk in. If a cat went into Walmart by itself, I wonder if anyone would even notice. I mean, cats are very good at hiding and being sneaky. I bet they wouldn't notice. So maybe she gets clothes there and puts them on when I'm not looking so I don't suspect anything. Do you, Pink? Wait, where is she? Oh, I think she went back outside. Let me check. Oh, yeah. There she is. No, she's not wearing clothes. I don't think she wears clothes, really. So what was I going to talk about? Can't remember anymore. Thanks for listening to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. Thanks for listening. This has been our 75th episode. If you like this podcast, please leave a review on your podcasting service. And please tell your friends about it. And please, again, check out our Patreon page at patreon.com/boxcarenglishpodcast. And I hope to see you again soon. Also, don't forget the website, boxcarenglish.com. Leave us a review and write to me at carl@boxcarenglish.com. I want to hear from you. It's been great talking to you today. We'll see you again next week.